Welcome to Ag Chat, a podcast brought to you by the Association of Women in Agriculture at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I am JC Johnson.
I am Olivia McDonald.
I'm Sarah Johnson.
And I'm Pat Eichster.
We are excited to be taking over Ag Chat today to talk about something we all hold close to our hearts, growing up Shoan.
So as I said, I'm JC Johnson. A little bit of background info. I'm a sophomore here at UW-Madison, majoring in animal science. My sister Sarah, who is also here with us, and I grew up on a livestock production-based farm with around 200 ewes called Jason Johnson Show Lambs. Our whole family has been involved in the livestock show industry. Our family farm has been around for over 150 years. My siblings and I show competitively across the country, as well as sell lambs to 4-H kids throughout the nation.
As I said, I'm Olivia McDonald, but I go by Liv. I have grown up showing swine for my entire life. I'm a sophomore studying life science communications and ag business management with a certificate in food systems. I've grown up on 150 head Black Angus beef cattle in southern Wisconsin. My mom grew up on a huge swine operation also in southern Wisconsin, so that's how I got into showing swine.
Hi everyone, like I said before, my name is Sarah. I'm JC's older sister. I'm a junior here at UW-Madison studying animal science, and I come from a family farm in southern Wisconsin that is focused on sheep production, specifically for showing. We also sell lambs to 4-H kids all over the country and help them throughout the semester with things like showing, feeding advice, things to do to that respect. My sister and I were pretty much born into the ag industry with really strong roots from our family. My dad, who grew up on a farm we live on now, grew up raising multiple kinds of animals that he showed, but especially grew to love sheep and all that the industry had to offer, and he hasn't looked back since.
And my name is Kat. I'm an ag business major and a sophomore here at UW-Madison. I grew up showing dairy goats at my local fair, and then me and my brother are also looking forward to becoming fourth-generation farmers on our ag tourism and vegetable farm. At the end of February, the National 4-H Council announced a $50 million gift from Mackenzie Scott, the largest single donation ever received by 4-H. This donation by Mackenzie, who is a writer and also the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos, will support about 6 million kids across the country in 4-H programs, arguably the largest of which are the livestock projects.
So this donation is really important for 4-H programs across the nation, as well as groups like FFA, because recently they've been getting a lot of opposition and scrutiny from the general public, just kind of from a lack of knowledge about what growing up showing really means, and you know, all the life lessons that it gives us, the connections we get with our community, the friends we make, and how the lessons we learn while doing this really just sets us up for success in our future college career and futures, just going right into the trades, you know, going back to the family farm. All of those things really just are benefited by growing up showing. So you can get right into it.
All right, well, this is really big news, guys. I mean, just imagine how this is going to affect the 4-H programs and FFA programs from here on out.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I'm excited to see how it's going to set up future generations of, you know, young kids who, you know, don't really know much about agriculture. It's going to give them an opportunity to be more involved, you know, show an animal, get out there and build the skills that, you know, 20 years later we have.
And I think that the general public involved outside of the 4-H and FFA programs, they don't really realize the sacrifices and commitment we make to committing to showing these animals and spending our whole summers and just hours in the barns working with these animals. Like, for example, your friends ask you to hang out in a summer day. Like,
it's hot, sunny, warm. There's a pool calling your name, and
you go out, get some ice cream with friends, but you got to be home working with your animal.
Exactly.
Got to be home at certain times to feed it and do whatever else you have to do with it. So there's a lot of things that we can't do that people without this interest do.
But hey, we don't take it for granted in the end, you know, whether we win, whether we lose. It's such a great feeling at the end of the day, you know, walking out of the show ring, having your family standing there, smiles on their face, hugs to give, you know, it's the best feeling in the world, yeah. Personally.
It is really just an enjoyable experience all around, for sure.
I mean, for those of you who don't really know what Showing Livestock is and aren't involved in that type of thing, I think we should just kind of touch base on that.
Yeah. Yeah, let's chat about what livestock showing is to us.
Well, I know we have different backgrounds here. I know JC and Sarah, they come from a livestock production farm. So the animals that they show come directly, were born on their farm. So I know they can touch a little bit more on that aspect. For me, I would go out and buy my swine from a person who sells show quality swine. And that was a process in itself, you know, going out to the different farms with my dad. I did all this with my dad. It was a great way to build our relationship, spend time with him. I really value that part of it. And we would go out to all these different farms and look over all the pigs and, you know, stand in the back and whisper, oh, I like that one. I like that one. And all of these things, which were really exciting. I loved it. And my dad and I would get back in the truck and, you know, decide which one we wanted. And when we disagreed, we would have to try to butt heads to see which pig I was going to go home with. And when we did go home, it was the next 4 months working with that animal every single day, feed rations, weighing it, walking it, everything. So that's kind of what my experience with showing animals was like. But I know JC and Sarah can touch on the other aspect of it as well.
Yeah, so me and JC grew up pretty lucky. We were pretty much born into a livestock company called Jason Johnson Show Lambs. And we had very, very strong ag roots. My dad grew up on a farm. His dad grew up on a farm. We live on the farm that my dad grew up on. We didn't start out with as strong of livestock as we have now. And we've definitely made a lot of progress throughout the years with genetics and how we feed and how we exercise. And we also do work a lot with 4-H kids, and that $50 million is absolutely huge.
I know when I was growing up, my parents didn't have any show experience whatsoever, so I was going into it completely blind, and I was also in a 4-H group that was more horse-focused, so there wasn't a lot of other goat showers, and I know that money is just going to go to benefiting the different groups and getting kids like me more involved in the different programs that otherwise, I mean, my parents did not get me into showing. It was all 4-H that got me into it, and I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, me too. And also the friendships that you make as well. You know, you go to 4-H meetings all the time. I think, honestly, my favorite part of, you know, show week at the fair is connecting with all my friends and seeing all those little kids walking up and down the barn alleys, just like the sparkle in their eyes of how excited they are to see all of these animals, you know, to touch the pig's nose through the gate. I loved that. It was great being able to sit there and talk to them about my animal. And this $50 million makes me so happy to know that this is going to continue these type of 4-H projects for generations to come that have meant so much to all of us.
Yeah, just to add on that, I mean, it's the best feeling when you can sit in the barn and just talk to the public about your animals and how much hard work you put into them. And
I think it's also important to touch on that without 4-H, a lot of breeders like myself and JC and our family, we wouldn't have the business that we do without 4-H'ers. I mean, these kids in 4-H travel from all around the country to come to our farm and buy lambs from us, and we give them lessons all summer and work with them all summer with showing. And without these 4-H'ers and these 4-H's all across the country, we would not have that, and we wouldn't have the support that we have right now.
You're going to have a lot of successes and losses in this industry, and when you go to these shows, you can't expect to win every single show. And I think one of our biggest successes was raising the 2016 Show Lamb of the Year. And honestly, it was one of the best feelings raising this ewe lamb, because it just feels so much better when you know that your program is doing good and you're successful and it's improving. We had a pretty big successful year in the year of 2020. We had a lot of success at Louisville and multiple other shows. We've won the state fair a couple times. I think we've won our county fair, actually, which meaning getting grand champion overall or reserve champion overall the past 8 years.
Yeah, with that, me and JC, we also both know that with a lot of wins comes a lot more losses, and it may really suck to travel across the country with a trailer full of sheep to a show and stand fifth or sixth all day. But that also doesn't compare to the conversations we have on the car ride and getting to stay in a hotel together and just chill out and talk about the show and talk sheep the whole weekend. And the wins definitely pay off for those losses and those miles lost and the money too. It's just, there's no price on the memories that are made showing livestock.
It's honestly amazing the amount of connections you can make in this industry. Like, you go to shows, like, for example, jackpot shows with these people, what, 3 weekends a month in the summer, and you see them at every single show, and you just form connections that are unbreakable. I mean, some of my best friends, I've shown with my whole life, and I go to college with some of them now, and I mean, you never would have thought that you would see them later in life and just at the shows, but they're forever.
Yeah, I agree. It's like a sense of community. You guys have this national community of, you know, livestock showers that you have. And I know Kat and I, we focus more on our local showing. So I can talk personally that I kind of felt like I had my own community, that I always had my back growing up. You know, I had 4-H leaders who to this day still check on me, ask me how I'm doing. You know, you have this great community that always has your back, that, you know, anywhere you go in life, if you need anything, they've got you. And I think that's such a great thing about showing locally, get the community that you get. And yeah.
Yeah, Liv, I think that just actually reminded me of a super tragic accident that happened in Walworth County. Lane Schweitzer passed away in a motocross accident. And honestly, the whole county fair was just amazing at recognizing this and being there for their family. And I actually won. My sister won grand overall that year with her lamb, and I won reserve overall, and I actually donated my profit from the sale to the Lane Schweitzer Foundation, and so did many other people. It was just crazy, the insane amount of support that that family had.
Yeah, JC, I remember that year, and I think we all kind of felt a certain sadness on show day without Lane, and I know that us, as well as our family, were more than happy to support the Schweitzer family in any way we could. And we did that during the sale, and I will never forget that experience.
Yeah, that's the thing that most people, like, looking in from the outside, it's just a bunch of kids who seem like they're competing against each other, which you are. You go in the ring and you're all competing against each other to try to go home with this banner. But as soon as you leave that show ring, you're all a big family. Like, you're all there for the same reasons. You're all there because you have the same passions, the same love. You're all there because you want to make the agricultural industry the best it can be. So in the end, you know, that's what showing really is about. It's about the family that you have, even though, yeah, at the end of the day, you are competing against each other. But it's what happens on the outside of the ring that really matters.
And honestly, that ties in with a piece of advice that I would give younger kids. Find a show family, find someone that's gonna help you improve and support you along the way and get you where you want to be. I mean, it honestly helps a lot. You learn so much. It's insane.
I'll never forget when I was in seventh grade and I was working so hard on clipping my goat. I don't know if you guys like show dairy goats at all, but you really have to do a good job clipping it, make sure it's very clean. And the judge told me I did a good job, and I was so proud. I'll literally never forget being so proud in the show ring that day.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. I'll be honest, I've been handed quite a few pink ribbons in my day, so I know what that, it's painful. I'm not gonna lie, it's painful. But after everything happened with COVID, I was really happy that my community and my county was great enough to still put on a show for the kids who had been working with their animals for all those months. And I was one of those kids. So I was devastated the year before when County Fair had gotten canceled. So when they were still able to put on a show for those kids, and it was my last year showing. So it was really important to me that I wanted to go out with a bang, you know, whether it was how County Fair was used to, or, you know, the COVID version. But that year I actually won Grand Champion Tamworth Barrow. So it was extremely exciting for me. It was one of the best feelings in my showing career, and to see my family so happy and me being so happy, and to know that that was my last time ever like stepping in the show ring, it was a really great experience. So there's always, you know, whether you're at the national level or your local county fair, you know, that winning, it's still a really great feeling all around.
Yeah, what a great last year to end on.
Yeah, it was crazy, to say the least.
I think it just shows the amount of value that our community does have in the show industry. I mean, even when the Wisconsin State Fair was canceled the year of COVID, I mean, we had a whole group of people come together to put on the Wisconsin Expo, which turned out to be a super great event.
And I also think that all of us showing, it really has prompted what we've wanted to do with the rest of our lives. I know personally, I'm too old to show now, but I think all of us were all in AWA, and we went into AWA with this love for showing animals, and we want to advocate for, you know, the agricultural industry and the livestock industry. That's why we're sitting here today. So I think all of us kind of went into this with that desire to have our kids one day continue to show animals and to grow up in agriculture and grow up on a farm if possible, because, you know, that's been all of our childhoods and something we all value a lot.
Yeah, I've always known I wanted to stay in agriculture and continue with farming, but showing goats has really definitely solidified that in my mind that I want to continue, whether it's with my kids or just supporting local 4-H'ers in the area. It's very important to us, for sure.
Yeah, I know one cool thing that I'm doing this spring is putting on a sheep show through UW-Madison, through the Saddle and Sirloin Club called Badger Bonanza Lamb Show this May, and that is going to be an awesome experience for me to give back to the kids that I've grown up showing with and younger generations. I think that's going to be an awesome opportunity because I always looked up to people who used to put on that show that were in college, and I remember always looking at them and being like, man, like, I wish I was them and I was running this show, you know, that's so cool. And now I'm in those shoes and I'm in that leadership position, which feels awesome.
I think it also helps that us as showmen, we know what it feels like to be on the other side. So when you are running a show, you want to make it the best you can. You want to, you know, have good prizes and
make it fun for the younger generations. I know it's now up to you guys to inspire those younger showmen to, you know, look up to you and hopefully one day put on that show and keep it going.
Yeah, and that's why this donation is so huge, because it's, in a way, it's solidifying that, you know, 4-H programs are going to continue to give this opportunity to young kids, provide them with that chance to experience the wins, experience the losses, get those life skills, you know, be able to realize how important the agricultural industry is, not only to us, but to the entire world. And, you know, right now, the four of us are sitting here with a passion to make sure that, you know, ag is always going to be here. But what about the generations that follow us? That's why, you know, Association Women in Agriculture is such a huge deal to all of us, as well as, you know, growing up showing. So, yeah.
I mean, honestly, being in AWA it's done a lot for me. I mean, just being with people that have the same interests as you is amazing. Like being able to talk livestock or just talk animals in general, it's just a great feeling.
Yeah, coming into UW-Madison, I had no idea about AWA. And as a freshman, I just happened to go to the student org fair and stop at their table and put my name in their computer and walked away, and I never would have realized that I would be in this position through AWA, like being on Ag Chat here today, living in the house, being an officer, running big events. AWA has provided me so much, and I absolutely want to give back as much as I can.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I wasn't in AWA today, I would feel a little out of place.
Yeah, it's definitely, from a kid who grew up on a farm, AWA feels like home here on UW-Madison campus, which you don't get in a campus that has thousands and thousands and thousands of students from all across the entire world. So I know we're all extremely thankful for this organization.
Growing up in agriculture has definitely instilled my love for being a part of the ag industry. And I know from that and growing up with it my entire life that I want to forever be a part of this industry. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that I want to continue to provide for the ag industry and support it. I work in an animal science lab through our advisor for AWA, and that focuses on nutrition. And I do that, and I'm running a sheep show, and I'm a part of AWA, and all these things I'm a part of because of my love for agriculture and growing up around that.
Honestly, I think the one thing that we should probably touch on when we're talking about, you know, growing up showing and agriculture is just our families. Like, I can't express enough how much my family means to me through showing livestock and growing up on a farm. You just, the connections you make, the memories you have, the laughs you share, everything just solely because of that farm. It's a really great experience. And I know you guys can probably chime in on that as well.
Yeah, I think even the car rides, the shows, the long hauls, staying in hotels. I mean, you talk about a lot of things and the amount of hours that you're heading to a show, or just even the work on the farm. Like, there's so much work to be put in at home when you live on a farm with 200 ewes, and even during lambing season, you can't be gone. I mean, someone always has to be there when a ewe's lambing, or just to make sure there's no complications. Like, honestly, it's so hard for our family to find time to go on vacation. Like, people, my friends always talk about going on vacation on spring break or just going anywhere and everywhere. And personally, like, Sarah and I have only been to Florida once for vacation, and that was like 3 years ago. Our shows that we go to, they are our vacations, which I'm not complaining about because I love going to sheep shows, but Florida would be nice.
Yeah, my mother is a Disney addict, so my dad stays home and she drags the rest of us to Florida with her. But I agree that having someone on the farm it's mandatory. Like, you can't ever not have someone there, and that's what farming is. That's what agriculture is. It's hard work, it's dedication, it's no days off, it's feeding the world. So that's no easy task.
And that's why I think we're all so grateful to our parents throughout our showing careers in the past is, you know, if we were at a sporting event or something of that sort, our parents were home feeding our show animals. So I know I'm just real grateful that my parents gave me the opportunity to continue to have like a regular high school life while also pursuing the show animal.
Yeah, Kat, I completely agree with that. I mean, Sarah and I would not be here today. We would not have achieved all that we have achieved if it wasn't for our parents helping with our animals, feeding them when we're gone, bringing them to shows, just everything.
Also, just like the knowledge that our parents have just to give us when it comes to agriculture, when it comes to showing. I mean, I would have not known anything about, you know, cattle or swine if it weren't for my mom and my dad, and also my older sister, who also grew up showing swine her entire life, having her as a mentor because she was so much older than me, having her cheer me on and teach me about all of the things that, you know, are entailed when showing is really important. So just having that family that backs you up is just huge when you're showing livestock growing up.
Yeah, adding to that, I mean, when our family goes to a show, and let's say we have a success, it's a win for the family. It's not just a win for me or Sarah or our brother Justin. I mean, we go into the show together, we come out together. At the end of the day, we're still a family.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I can tell you right now that me, JC, and I would not be where we are if it wasn't for our family. I mean, my parents do so much, and we definitely don't thank them enough for all that they do and all the time they spend and all the money they spend for us to show and for us to be successful. And I think it's really important that if anyone listening right now shows and your parents do a lot for you, go thank them, because they deserve that.
Just go give them a hug. They deserve a lot.
I also think it's very important in the show industry to just be a role model for the younger generation.
Yeah, the funny thing is, I remember, I don't know how long it was ago, maybe 4 years ago, my sister and I just happened to wear white headbands on the same day to the show. And from then on, we've done it ever since. And that's what we're known for in the industry is wearing white headbands whenever we go out into the show ring. And it's turned into young kids looking up to us and people recognizing us from our headbands and telling our parents that they want to be like us. And it's just really, really cool to have the younger generation look up to us. And I think it's really important to remember that when you are like that in the ag industry, someone is absolutely always watching you.
Yeah, that's very true. And honestly, I think that it just goes to show that when we're out there in that ring, that's us at our best. That's us after months and months of hard work. That's us after the dedication, the tears, everything. That's us out there trying to be the best we can possibly be. And there's so much work that goes into behind the scenes, you know, from picking our animal all the way up to the moment that they're standing there in that show ring in front of the general public. And I think that's just what the goal we've been trying to accomplish here today is when you go to your next show and you see all those kids standing there with all their different types of livestock, I hope you remember, we all hope you remember all of the hard work and the time and the dedication that they put in to get to where they are today. Because we can all attest that when they leave that ring, they're going to be so thankful for all the experiences that they've had.
Not only those kids, I think it's also important, like we talked about before, their families too. They put in as much work as the kids do. And even college students like us, you know, we're here in Madison and some of us live hours away. Our parents are still at home taking care of these animals. And I know for me at least, Mom and Dad, I'm tearing up saying this right now, but thank you so much for what you've done for myself and my sister. I just want you to know we really appreciate it. And I would not be the person I am today without you and even Justin, too. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
It's getting emotional in the podcast.
I think we could use a box of tissues over here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, now I'm tearing up. But Mom and Dad, if you're listening to me, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I mean, I don't think Sarah and I have said it enough, but we do really appreciate everything you do for us. And
well, I guess that means it's my turn. Mom, Dad, Grandpa, Sissy, I love you guys. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for all that you do.
And Mom and Dad and my brother Jacob, I'm also very grateful. I really appreciate everything you've done for me.
So from a bunch of teary-eyed ag lovers over here, you guys have a wonderful rest of your day and... you know, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.